NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. 11 of the 33 miners in Chile who have been trapped underground for more than 2 months have now been rescued, hoisted to freedom in a journey up a shaft drilled through more than 2,000 feet of solid rock. The BBC's Tim Wilcox describes the emergence of one of the miners, Claudio Yanez.
Walking with a little bit of help into the arms of Cristina Nunez, the mother of his two children, who has always kept hope here at the San Jose mine that this day would come, but there must have been some dark times for her. There must have been some very bleak times.
Tim Wilcox at the mine site. Chile's health minister, Jaime Mañalich, says the men seem to be in good condition so far.
They are going to be admitted to the hospital for 2 days in order to finish the checkups, to begin dental or skin infection treatments, and to offer them psychological support for at least 6 months after they are recovered.
Mañalich says the rescue capsule being used to hoist the men has been functioning well so far. A military judge is expected to rule today on a request by defense attorneys for yet another delay in hearings to determine whether there's enough evidence to proceed to a court-martial for Major Nidal Hassan. He's charged in the shootings at Fort Hood, Texas, that left 13 people dead and 32 others wounded. NPR's Wade Goodwin says yesterday's hearing was halted almost as soon as it started.
The hearing was adjourned, leading to speculation that a possible plea deal was being offered by defense attorneys, life without parole in exchange for a guilty plea. The question is, why would such a deal be considered when the evidence against Hassan appears overwhelming? But investigations by NPR subsequently revealed that Hassan was considered psychologically and ideologically problematic at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Nevertheless, Hassan was transferred to Fort Hood, where he was scheduled to be deployed on the front lines and then allegedly snapped. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Killeen, Texas.
The controversial head of the public school system in the nation's capital is stepping down. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports Michelle Rhee is leaving after a tumultuous 3-year term in the job.
Weeks before her announcement that she was leaving, Michelle Rhee had all but thrown in the towel, saying publicly that she could not work for Vincent Gray, the man expected to become Washington, D.C.'s next mayor. Praised and lionized on national TV and magazine covers, Rhee turned the city schools into both a laboratory and a battlefield for school reform. She took an axe to the school's bureaucracy, firing hundreds of teachers and shutting down schools. The percentage of students performing at grade level, meanwhile, improved by double digits, and more kids graduated from high school. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. NATO says 4 coalition troops have been killed today in Afghanistan. They were victims of a bomb attack in the southern part of that country. 18 members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard have been killed in an explosion at a military base. Iran's state news agency says 14 others were injured by the blast, which was triggered when a fire spread to an ammunition depot. There's no word on how that fire started. The site of the blast is close to Kurdish-populated areas that have seen several attacks recently by Kurds angry with the Iranian government. It took 50 years, but the Texas Rangers have finally won a Major League Baseball playoff series, downing the Tampa Bay Rays last night. NPR's Tom Goldman reports a Rangers pitcher turned in another dominating postseason performance.
Cliff Lee is a left-hander with impeccable control. He's never lost in the playoffs. Last night, Lee struck out 11 Tampa Bay batters, allowed just 6 hits and 1 run. Lee pitched the entire game, the third time he's done that in his playoff career. Texas manager Ron Washington felt Lee's confidence early on.
When he came off the field, he looked at me and said, "I got this." He didn't say it in words, he just said it nodding his head, "I got this."
The Rangers scored a couple of runs on infield ground balls thanks to heads-up base running and what Tampa Bay manager Joe Maddon called spring training mistakes by the Rays. The series marked the first time in Major League history the visiting team won every game. Texas now plays the defending champion New York Yankees. Their American League Championship Series begins Friday. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
A new survey finds that Sweden, Iceland, Finland, and Norway lead the world in eliminating inequality between men and women. The U.S. has finally made it into the top 20, jumping to 19th place this year in the Global Gender Gap Index. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for NPR.